Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Show. I am Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR Radio. This evening, we have with us live in the studio three women who are by far heroes in their own right and in the circle that they run in. And this show, I want to let you know, even though we're going to talk about an amazing event that's coming up this weekend that you're going to want to take your friends and family down to, is a really serious matter. And it's one that's near and dear to all of our hearts because somebody that you know or have known or will know will be possibly facing this in one form or another. So tonight we're here with Gail Edelman, and she's with Everything Medical. And she's also the event organizer of the Classic for a Cause car show. Welcome, Gail.
Hi, thank you.
And then we also have Donna Ariza. And Donna, you have been in our community for a long time. You are the mother and the founder of Alyssa Ariza Wings of Angels organizations. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
And then tonight we also have with us Lisa Bartsch. And Lisa is a mother of a very young boy who's 13, who's been battling cancer, Lucas Bartsch, and I just can't even imagine what that feels like, but we thank you for giving some time to come in and talk to us, as this month is Cancer Awareness Month, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So thank you. We want to start with Donna, actually. Donna, so you've got this cause that started out of necessity, I imagine, but I'm going to let you speak to it better than I could, because it's blessed so many people in our community, and I just can't sing your praises enough. So can you tell us a little bit about what your organization is and how it benefits our community?
Well, my husband Dan and I created Wings of Angels a little over 21 years ago, and we started it after we lost our 9-year-old daughter, Alyssa, to cancer. Alyssa had been diagnosed when she was 4. She went through 2.5 years of chemotherapy, and she was out of treatment for 14 months, and her cancer returned. And when it returned, she ended up in San Francisco going through a bone marrow transplant. Her older sister, Carrie, who was 10 at the time, donated bone marrow. 3 months later, she relapsed again. And Carrie then donated stem cells to her. And 6 months to the day after we brought her home on her dad's 40th birthday, 6 months later, she passed away from the leukemia.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But, you know, when we were particularly in San Francisco, we were very isolated. And going through bone marrow transplant, I would be there with Alyssa alone, and Dan and my daughter Carrie would come down on the weekend. And we had an organization, excuse me, out of Chico that began helping us called the Wings of Eagles. And we knew with what they had done for us that we wanted to do something in our community similar. So we actually talked to Alyssa about it, and we told her that we wanted to create a foundation that would be named after her and that she would be the one in charge of it, that we would help in her name. And when she didn't make it, we had to do it. It was just, it was what we had to do. So the Sons of Italy had done a fundraiser for us, and it was the very first public fundraiser they had ever done. And so when we started the foundation, they were the place to go. So we went to the Sons of Italy and asked them to help us with this foundation and to do a spaghetti feed. And so now for 21 years, they've been doing a spaghetti feed for us and our foundation. And at the beginning, we just started adopting families. And when a family would have a child that was diagnosed with a cancer, they would be referred to us, and we would adopt them, is what we would say. And we would provide gas cards, and back then cell phones were pretty rare, and so we would give out calling cards, you know, prepaid phone cards and stamps because, you know, you didn't pay online.
Right.
And so that's kind of how we started it. And 21 years later, we've donated close to $2 million back into our community, and we service six counties. So we service Shasta County, Trinity County, Tehama County, Siskiyou County, Lassen County, and I grew up in Alturas, and so I wanted to be able to help my hometown, so that was Modoc. And that's how Lassen came in, because you can't get to Alturas without going through Lassen
right.
County.
Right.
So, all right, Lassen, you're in too. So, anyway, we have helped over 200 families. About 180 of them are our local cancer kids. In the 21 years, we've lost 28 children. And we do mail-outs every month. And every month we send a minimum of $100 to $150 in gas. We send grocery cards. If a family needs something, we just say ask, and we'll do what we can to help. So that's how we started the organization, and that's kind of in a nutshell what we do. But I think one of the most important things that we do is the network.
Right.
And it's the fact that families like Lisa's. Last night before, we had a party with a bunch of our celebrity judges, the kids. And it's just an opportunity for those families that are going through the same thing to be together and to talk. And even if it's on Facebook and they message back and forth, then I think the connection is, I think, by far the most important thing.
Draw support from with each other.
Because there's nobody that knows what you're going through unless they've been through it before.
Right. And so, Lisa, I want to give you an opportunity to share your story. But before we do that, I'd like to talk a little bit with Gail, because, Gail, you have come on board, and you've been working with Donna now for how long?
Donna and I met, I think it was 5 years ago, when we'd first moved into our building off of Athens, and we wanted to put together a health fair. And we really wanted to be able to use that health fair to benefit an organization. And so I searched and I searched, and I would ask organizations, how much money do you actually give to your cause?
Right.
And I found Donna, and through a local girl out of Cottonwood that we knew family, and that was Delaney. And Donna had said, we give 100%. Every dollar she gives.
Passes
on to the Wings of Angels to help these families and the kids. And I said, that's the one I want to do. And so at the time, there was a little boy named Parker Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to do it for him. And it was an amazing turnout. He was such a sweet kid. He still is. And so after that, we just kept a friendship going. And then a couple years ago, I was like, hey, it'd be kind of fun to do a car show. And she said, I think it would be too. I have a Mopar. And I was like, oh, I think we should. And it kind of just snowballed from there. And then our first year was last year. And I thought maybe we'd be lucky to get about 30 cars. And we started networking it, just talking about it, sending out flyers to everybody. And we ended up having 245 cars show up.
That's incredible.
The difference between our car show and other ones, the kids are the judges. The kids that are battling cancer, it's all about them. The car show, it's wonderful that we raise money for that organization. But honestly, in the end, it's their day. It's Childhood Cancer Month. So the kids are really the limelight. They love the cars. The people in the community were just amazing. So we're like, okay, maybe this is just a one-time thing. And then the people that own the cars were asking, you're for sure doing this next year, right? Because we're coming. Oh, I guess we are. I guess this is going to be an every year event, and seems like it's going to be a big turnout. I think this year we're a little bit more excited because Donna and I have planned some fun things for the kids to really make them feel special.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit more about that. As soon as we come back, we're going to take a commercial break. And if this is the first time that you are tuning in and listening to Heroes of the North State, we are a magazine-style show that comes to you on the second Thursday of the month. And we talk to our local community. We find people who give back just simply because it's the right thing to do, not because they're asked or told to, but because they are local heroes in our eyes. And what I've found that a lot of times local heroes in our communities are those unsung heroes, that old saying, which is true because they, like Gail, you're quiet, you're a mighty force, and here you are, you've got all this energy and personality, and you pull things together out of nothing, and what a blessing to be partnering with Donna, and then to have Lisa be able to be one of the recipients of that, which is amazing, so... Thank you for being local heroes, and we will be right back after this commercial break, and we'll talk a little more with Lisa. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility. It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and today, this evening, we are here live in the studio, if you're just joining us, talking about the Alyssa Ariser, the Wings of Angels organization and the fundraiser that's coming up this weekend, the Classic for a Cause car show. And we also have here in the studio with us Lisa Bartsch. And Lisa is the mother of a little boy who has been battling cancer. And I just, first of all, Lisa, thank you for sharing your story with us and joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so I want to just kind of start the story out with telling me, how did you meet Donna? How did that connection come?
Sure. So our son Lucas was 10 months old. And, you know, just to give a little backstory, was just a healthy baby, thriving, everything, you know, that you would expect to see. And out of the blue started leaning his head to one side, and very quickly after that happened, we found ourselves being told that he had a malignant tumor. And so, you know, thinking back at that, you know, I mean, he was 10 months old, he's 13 now, you know, going back in time and thinking about what we were going through, a lot of it actually was just a blur. But what happened very quickly after we learned of this diagnosis, and he immediately started having medical procedures, surgeries, and treatment, et cetera, we were told about the wings of angels. And, you know, at the time, I mean, you certainly can never prepare for anything like this. So to say that I even could think or wrap my head around what we would need, or the kind of support, or just anyone to talk to that had any idea. You feel very alone at that time. You know, nobody, you know, should ever have to experience that, but certainly yeah. You don't, you know, expect that there's somebody right next to you or already in your circle that is actively going through that. And so the first time that I talked to Donna on the phone, I mean, she immediately reached out. The connection was made. I'm a dear friend of mine, and, you know, Donna's voice was just the most reassuring, I think, part of that conversation that I can recall. It was, you know, we're here, we know exactly what you're going through, your family has gone through, and is going to go through. And so we just want to do everything we can to support you, and not just support us. I know, Donna, you talked a little bit about the donations and, you know, things that happen that support families that way. But she also mentioned the connections, and it was immediately clear that, you know, she could put us in contact with families that were going through similar things. You know, immediately you're faced with all these decisions, because most of us that are going through something like this, our children have to travel for treatment. So how do you, you know, where do you stay? Where do you go? You know, how do you handle and balance life and home and then be somewhere away? So Donna was just, a godsend. I can't tell you how, you know, just invaluable that support and that, you know, calming. You're gonna be okay. You know, it's gonna be rough. There was never any, you know, unrealistic expectations about what was to come, mm-hmm. but we're gonna be here through it with you. And that was invaluable, and it is to this day.
But did you stay connected through the years? So you were tell me a little bit about Lucas's story.
Sure. So like I said, at 10 months old, Lucas just out of the blue started showing some physical, you know, signs that something was just off, but otherwise thriving. Nothing else, you know, really seemed to indicate something was going on. But, you know, call it, you know, God's will, call it mom's intuition, dad's intuition. You know, we just kind of knew something was off. We took him to our pediatrician, and it's okay to say his name. He was instrumental.
Absolutely.
Dr. Grandall was instrumental in, you know, taking action right away. We called, said, you know, and when I say overcome with emotion, like within a day and several hours of looking at him and just racking my brain, like, why would he be leaning his head to one side? I just couldn't quite work through that. It didn't make sense. I called Dr. Granda's office. They gave me an appointment time. I said, that's not going to work. I need to see you this afternoon.
Get
and they
your
said,
own advocate.
Yeah. And they said, absolutely be here, you know. And from that appointment, he asked us to safely drive home, gather up our things, but we needed to drive to Sacramento that evening, mm-hmm. and that he had made arrangements already for us to have some follow-up testing and scanning. So at that point, you know, we pretty much knew something was pretty serious, but, you know, pray that nothing is, you know, the worst case. Within 48 hours from that point, Lucas was having major brain surgery, and we obviously learned that he had a brain tumor. It was, like I said, there was no time whatsoever. Which, you know, thinking back on that is probably a good thing. Yeah. You know, if you can't stop and think about what's happening to you, you just, you know, I'm a little bit, I guess, you know, thankful for that. But after that, Lucas, you know, had to recover. It was a major surgery. So we were there for a couple of weeks, and Lucas came home. The hope and the, you know, objective was that they would get it all out. Sadly, a few months later, it had reoccurred. But, you know, that was not, you know, the most difficult part of hearing that news, because during all of the scans, they found a secondary tumor that was completely unrelated to the brain tumor. It was along the spine. It was called a ganglioneuroblastoma. And, you know, I can't tell you how you process that, because it was just unimaginable. The first situation and what we were dealing with was unimaginable, but to have a second one and there to be no relation, and, you know, just, you're just in disbelief.
No rhyme or reason, no connection, no.
No. So Lucas had a couple of surgeries. Obviously, from, you know, our perspective, you know, life just, I just everything we knew was different. You know, and this is, again, where, you know, Donna and Dan and the community, Wings of Angels, you know, at home, were just supporting us to, you know, for things that we didn't even know we needed, you know, because, again, we were just thrown into this. All you really focus on is getting your child well, right? So that is the only thing you're thinking about. But the reality is, life is still happening. All of these things at home. We still had three children at home. You know, my son Lucas and I, you know, were mostly by ourselves down in Sacramento. My husband had to take care of the kids and, you know, try to work as much as he could.
And
oh, absolutely. And oh, sure. And, you know, just to kind of give some perspective, I mean, you can't plan for anything like this, but we had started raising my sister, my younger sister, about 8 or 9 months before all this happened. And so we had moved to a new home. We had four kids. And we had used every last bit of savings we could to buy a home. And I remember Chris and I looking at us, that's my husband, looking at each other a couple of times and thinking, this is, we're probably going to lose all of this. You know, not sure how this is all going to happen, but we'll be okay. And then there was the Wings, you know, and they continued to provide support and have the community rally around us for that kind of support, that financial support to help us with the gas and food and the extra money that you just have no idea that you're going to need to spend, you know. And so with his treatment plan, we spent a year going through chemotherapy. He spent 6 months of that in Sutter, Sacramento, Sutter Memorial. And then the other 6 months, we were in San Francisco at UCSF. He had a stem cell transplant through that. You know, it's a journey, but I will say, and if anybody ever gets a chance to meet Lucas, they'll get it when I say, like, he is just something next level. I mean, I don't know. It feels weird to say, but it's almost like he was just meant to bear this weight in some way as a little guy. He always had a smile, always kept positive. You know, he had infections, and yeah, that's why you can't usually come home, because they can, you know, get infections very quickly. And we just made the best. He would make the nurses, you know, smile. They would come take him during the day. I started working from the hospital, and the nurses would come get him and take him out to the nurses' station and just hang out with him for as much time as they possibly could. And, you know, I'm not going to say I didn't see that happening with other kids, but I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he might have been a crowd favorite.
That's okay. You can say that.
He was. He's just, you know, again, he's something so special. And so he's continued to have that attitude. So after that, we hit what we'll call remission. Mm-hmm.
What age was he at that point?
Well, he would have been a little over two at that point. Just to kind of, give that perspective, when you're going through all of this stuff, you think remission is all we're after. That's all we need to get to is remission. But once you're there, that is the ultimate, relief that you've accomplished, getting your son or child healthy. But then a whole different life starts, because then it's, for us, every 3 months. Some kids, it might be 6 months or a year, but you go through scans and testing and, making sure that everything's maintaining okay. And so you live life in what I would consider to be a 3-month cycle.
Yeah.
And
I could understand that.
Yeah.
It's that long-term planning. So I want to hear more about that, and I'm sure our audience does too. But we have to take a quick commercial break. So, ladies, thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. And when we went to break, Lisa was sharing with us about Lucas and his treatment and where they were as a family in his recovery at that time. Mm-hmm. So he was a little over two.
Yes, he was.
And you're told, okay, he's in remission, and now you're in that three-month cycle of checkups and follow-ups.
And just trying to find the new normal, right, and mm-hmm. trying to get back to life as best you can remember it before, you know, all of the distance of your family being apart and all of the, added stresses of being in the hospital itself. But, over time, things, get a little easier. I wouldn't lie and say they get easier ever, but this is also an opportunity where you can come back and connect with the families and the connections, like the Wings of Angels bring these families, kids together. I will say very quickly that part of it was a little bit hard for me because you are part of a community that everybody's at a different place in their journey. And so sometimes, you're talking to parents that are not in the same place. They haven't reached remission or, God forbid something has happened. So that was a little bit hard for me. I didn't anticipate that. I think they call it like survivor's guilt. I had it as a parent and I didn't really recognize it. But anyways, all of that to be said, though, the community and the Wings continue to be a part. Once you're part of the family, you're just part of the family.
Yeah.
And so we all got to watch Lucas, continue to thrive and grow up. And we did have a couple of scares along the way. It wasn't a perfect journey. And, like I said, you're kind of constantly living in this, it's almost like Groundhog's Day. You live from scan to scan. But you try and, have a normal life. And we were doing that. And I think probably to the best of our, journey yet. And Lucas was 11, and he came out of the bathroom one day and said, "Mom, there's some blood in the toilet bowl." He had, just kind of threw me off guard, and immediately your mind goes to the worst possible scenario. So we immediately got in touch with his pediatrician, had some testing. Nothing jumped right off of, the results of all that. So we'll call it again, sort of that God's will and, just parent intuition. We just weren't going to settle for that.
Yeah.
So we got in touch with his oncologist and, just wanted to make sure we had covered every possible base. And out of that, we were told that he had a malignant tumor in his kidney. At that point, I don't really know how to explain it. It's really kind of undescribable because, here is, we'll just call it, his third diagnosis. And by the way, we had gone through lots of genetic testing and, all these various things through the years, and there's never been any answers as to the why. And so just to know, we went back to the darkest days we'd ever experienced immediately. And, Lucas was also, he wasn't a teenager quite yet, but very different than looking at a little boy that was 1 and 2 years old. And so I was faced with what didn't feel any, I had no idea how to handle that. How do I talk to him? How do I comfort him? It was easier when he was younger, that was a very difficult part of this. But I will say that Lucas has, created for us a place where we can all talk and get out our feelings and we joke a lot. We try to stay lighthearted. One time Donna shared with me something that I'll never forget. She said, "Don't ever let the highs get too high and the lows get too low."
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really stuck with me, so we've tried to push that on to Lucas, giving him the pebbles and we hold the stones, that kind mm-hmm. of approach. And so Lucas has been, he obviously had to have surgery. They did remove half of his right kidney. We were fortunate that they were able to, keep half of his kidney intact. That's a bit of a riskier surgery, but, you know, the doctor said, and we didn't know until he came out of surgery whether that was going to be the outcome. But, you know, they did everything they could to preserve that. And about 4 months later is when we learned that it had reoccurred. So, again, here you are just in complete disbelief. But, you know, it was almost like, you know, we knew the drill. We knew what needed to happen. In this particular cancer, though, he has renal cell carcinoma. This particular strand of that is more uncommon in kids. So immunotherapy was, introduced to us. And so he's been on that treatment plan for a year. I would say, you know, quite a bit different than chemotherapy, but, you know, still has a lot of side effects and things. Mm-hmm. And so we've watched Lucas go through a lot of physical ups and downs, but his attitude has remained steady, and he is, you know, just has been, he stayed the course. He's been so dedicated to kicking cancer's butt, and he'll tell you that. And so right now we are getting ready to leave next Wednesday. We go down to San Diego, the California Proton Center in San Diego, for 6 weeks. He's going to have radiation treatment, which, you know, for me was a really, that one was difficult, you know, to imagine. But we've had some great connections and talking to some other families and people that have gone through it and, you know, kind of helped our fears, you know, go to the wayside a little bit and just stay the course.
And how do you even begin to explain that to your son's now 13?
Yeah. Well, he'll be 13 soon, yeah.
How do you even begin to explain, like, what that treatment would entail?
You know, he's part of every doctor's appointment. We've had doctors ask if they'd like Lucas to leave the room, and we say no. And that's something we've talked to him about, you know. I don't ever want to blindside him or give him information that isn't the whole truth and then he, you know, not trust us or, you know, anything like that. So he's generally been a part of all of the conversations and the heaviest ones. And so when the radiation came up, I will say to you that, you know, we asked him, because we were on the fence. Initially, they had recommended X-ray radiation, and you know, I got a crash course in radiation treatment and started doing some research and actually found out there's proton radiation, which is a little different. You know, same effectiveness from what we've learned, but it's a little less harmful to the body. As I think most probably of your listeners know, radiation is serious stuff. It does very good for the body because it's ridding, you know, of abnormal and cancerous cells, but it's, you know, it can have some effects, side effects and other things. And so we worked together with our doctors, and I wouldn't say pushed back, but we were definitely big advocates for Lucas. And when we got to a place where, you know, we knew this had to happen. I remember we were actually in a car, and I remember asking him, Lucas, what do you want to do, bud? Yeah. Like, what are you comfortable with? And he said, Mom, I don't know. You just decide. We went back to great, you know. But, you know, we've kind of known, you know, after, like I said, doing some research and understanding what we can't fear what could happen. We have to deal with what we know is here. So I would say he's got a pretty good attitude. We just actually went to the center last week for our first simulation appointment, so he got to see the center, meet, you know, a couple of the nurses and things. So I think that helped us, the hotel we're going to be staying at. So I think that maybe put a little bit of his nerves, you know, away. And so, of course, we're going to be away from our family for a while, and that's not easy, but
for either side.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we're going to try to make the best of it. You know, we're hoping he'll feel okay, and, you know, and we'll take some time to, you know, enjoy the weather down there, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So this journey, I just can't even imagine. And Donna, you've been able to bless 200 families.
I mean, the neighborhood up, yeah.
Yeah, the neighborhood up. Yeah, yeah, there you go. I mean, and then so we kind of lean back over to talk with Gail some more, and Donna, chime right in. So we've got this fundraiser that's coming up this Saturday. And Lisa, thank you so much for sharing your story, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
And I know there's so much more to it, and I would love to have an opportunity to let you talk more, but...
Don't do that. I'll talk too much. Yeah, I'll talk too much. Don't do that.
I do want to really quickly say, Lisa, that was beautiful, by the way.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we were just commenting, all of us, off the radio, that you have such a soothing voice. So I just pray that anyone who's listening who's going through this, if you'll just receive that comfort, because that sounds like that's just the whole heart of what Wings of Angels does.
It is.
Yeah. And so we just got the signal that we need to go to a commercial break, ladies. We could go on and on, but we will be back. And when we come back, it's just going to be a couple minutes, so hang in there. We're going to talk about the fundraiser, the car show, and all the cool stuff that's coming with it are going to help more families. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. If you were tuning in our last segment, we were talking with Lisa Birch, and she was talking about and for her son, Lucas, and he's 13 and has been battling cancer basically his whole life. And which means your family has been riding that journey with him and your other children. And I don't even, you know, I'm very rarely at a loss for words. I just don't even know how to respond to that except to say my heart goes out to your family and my prayers as well.
Thank you.
So with that, change the subject a little bit, but on the same subject, let's talk about what's going on this weekend, Gail. So we've got a big car show.
We do. And I guess before we get into that, I'll kind of talk about what we were talking about on break. And on the lighter side, going back to talking about Lucas's personality, and I talked about the first time I had met Lucas, and everybody giggled and said, oh, you got to share the story. So I'll share the story of when I first met Lucas was at last year's car show. And before that, I had the only other Wings kid I'd really known was Parker Reynolds that had battled cancer. And so I guess you get an image in your mind, what you see on TV of kids battling cancer. So that's what you your mind is thinking. Okay?
Right.
And I show up, and Donna's got a group of the kids together. And I'm looking around, and there's just this boy. He's I'm guessing he was 10 or 11, just full of life, just laughing. And I looked at his shirt, and I just looked at Donna. I was like, whose kid is that? And it said, F cancer. And she's like, well, that's Lucas. And I was like, and she's like, he's one of our Wings kids. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a different shirt. And she's like, and she told me about his story. And I said, you know what? And he deserves to wear that shirt. Like,
yeah,
that shirt,
right.
He nailed it. And it was a very long day. It was our first car show. We were still working things out. And so we really didn't have it planned out on timing of when they were going to judge the cars, when they were going to give out trophies. And at this point, I really didn't know that he'd just been diagnosed again. And he was one of three that lasted all day from the morning all the way till 2 in the afternoon to hand out the trophies. And that kid had a smile on his face the entire time.
Wow.
He was first to run up to hold the trophies to give them out while all these people are crying.
Oh, my goodness.
He held a smile on his face the whole time. And it's almost like he didn't want to see people cry. He was there because he was having a great time. He was there to judge the cars. And he told us he takes that judging very
There you go.
And so he was very excited about this year. And he said, you know, I'm going to be there to judge.
Nice.
And that was a big deal to him. And talking with him last night, you would think he was 30 years old. He stood up at the pizza parlor and he was like, you put on an amazing car show, Donna, for your first year. And I really appreciate it. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, are you 12 or are you 30? he is just a genuine,
what a blessing,
just sweet soul. And all these kids are. It's not what you think. It's just, they are just so happy. And I love it. They love the cars. They get so excited. And just to see that pure happiness of they get to judge. The day's about them. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
So you have this big, so your everything medical is where it's at.
Yes.
Here in Reading.
Yes.
And so you're down on Athens and you have that large parking lot that's in front of everything medical. And you thought last year you were going to have 30 cars and you had 240.
Yeah, we had, I thought maybe 30.
Yeah.
And I'd never put on a car show before and I heard it was really hard.
Look at the cause.
It's a lot. You know, car show people, you know, like certain car shows and they go to those ones, and because we'd never put one on, they would test us out. And so one of the first few were the Mopar girls from Sacramento area, and they said, we're going to come. And I was like, wow, we're getting them from Sacramento. And then I had the Mini Truck Club from Orland, and they're like, count us in.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden it started trickling in, and I think about a week before we had 60, and I was, Donna, we've got 60 cars coming. And then 6 in the morning, I'm there, and I'm like, oh, there's already cars here. And then a couple minutes later, more cars. And then I was like, oh, we're running out of parking spots.
Wow.
And at this point, I know how many parking spots we had. and we had 245 cars. Cars were turning around because we had no more spots.
Wow.
And people were kind of upset. They really wanted to be a part of it, and we wanted them a part of it.
Right.
It was really hard for cars for me to say we don't have any more spots.
Right.
So
what time does it start?
The show for the public starts at 10 and goes to 2.
Okay.
If cars want to register, we do day of registration. So if they haven't had a chance to register and bring in the registration form, they can just show up the morning of.
Okay.
We have an even bigger parking area, so we were able to use NS Fit and go all the way down to Grow Generation.
That's going
to
be fantastic.
So we have probably 100 more parking spots.
What kind of activities are you going to have?
I
just want to make sure we get it all in before we run out of time.
This is geared for the kids, the family, everybody. Mm-hmm. We have Squishy Doodle face painting. We have Timberlord's axe throwing. We have almost 100 amazing raffle prizes that the community just keeps bringing in. We have 2 guns to raffle off, one through a beanbag toss. We have Hops and Vines. We have Taco Loco. We have Anderson FFA. All the Lickety Split ice cream, because it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
No,
it won't be hot by 2.
Not by 2, but
it'll be warm.
Yes. And the big thing is we have 10 classic cars and a limo picking up all 17 kids at the convention center. They will drive in exactly at 10 a.m. to drop all these kids off at a gold carpet. So it's going to be an Oscars theme. We had 250 posters made of all these
kids.
That's
so wonderful.
We're going to pass them out to everybody that comes. The kids are going to have Sharpies. We really want the community to come, act like the paparazzi, scream, cheer for these kids.
Nice.
Really make it, it's about them. They've fought this. They deserve to be a celebrity. They've done more in their short lives than most people have in an adult life,
battling
things. And we really want the community to come out, scream, cheer. They can keep the posters. We also have about 125 foam posters for the first cars that they can put up against their cars that are of past and present Wings of Angels kids. People fight over those.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Net Sound doing music.
Fantastic.
There is just so much going on. We were just told last night that the Redneck Grippers are going to bring down their motocross bikes and do tricks on the motorcycles for the kids. They're going to sign posters for them. Big one, Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers, yeah.
Stormtroopers come.
So tricks on motorcycles, Stormtroopers, food, face painting.
Axe throwing.
That's right. Something for everyone.
and we have the beer booth. Just stay away from the axe throwing after the beer.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't you have the Anderson FAA coming and barbecuing for us as
a
food vendor?
FAA. Their kids are going to come down and serve up some delicious food and Taco Loco, and we're going to have some pop-up tents to help people stay shaded.
And 100% of the funds raised.
All of the funds raised go to Wings of Angels and families like theirs. That's why I love the organization. They don't take any of it. It just all goes to these local families that we're all in a community together, these kids. It goes to help pay, I think Donna was saying, it's about $15,000 just to go down and just stay down there. I mean, that's a huge burden on a family, especially if one parent can't work.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to help pay for some of that, help take some of that burden off,
comes back to the blessing. Because, you know, I went online and I was looking at the website. And, I know about it, but I wanted to kind of, you know, just see some, like, what would it take to be considered as a family? And your application is so easy. And I mean that with love. Like, you put this thing together, and it's like when you've already got so many decisions to make and so much going on in your life, this is just one page, fill it in, turn it in, and then I'm sure I saw the light blink, and I don't want to run out of time. And so I think we might be okay. So,
and then it's a phone call from Donna. She calls you.
And a personal phone call.
Mm-hmm.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. So then, Donna, from that, what's the process? So you've raised the funds. Everyone, remember to come this Saturday, 10 to 2? Mm-hmm. 10 to 2, don't forget. And if you have an automobile you want to bring down, and I heard on this morning on Facebook, so it's not just cars and trucks, it's the bikes,
it's new cars,
anything,
classic cars, motorcycles. We have the Rock Crawler Club coming. I mean, yeah, it's anything.
Fantastic. We should actually probably name it Cars for a Cause so they all know it's yeah. every car. We want them
yes.
all.
Right.
Oh, so
it's
I think
everything.
We're going to change the name.
We may be doing
today.
That.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So what's your website? I wrote it down here too.